Boys, what about this? As a, I'm not a fan of South Sydney, and you know that, but this is a disgrace. I'm with them on this one. Mm. The NRL has banned, suspended South Sydney hooker Isaac Luke from holding up the trophy or accepting a premiership ring at the official post-match grand final presentation if the Rabbitohs win. Now, that, to me, is childish and wrong.
You know, Gus, all that for a loading penalty. Misses the grand final, misses that. After all his good work he's done over the last few years and what he's given to South Sydney, doesn't even get a chance to go on the podium.
It's petty, isn't it?
It is so petty. You know what? It's just mean-spirited.
Yeah.
It's really mean-spirited, and it does nothing for South Sydney, gives them no advantage, knowing that Isaac Luke can be there at the end of the game to, you know, stand on the dice and get a photo with him. It does nothing. It's just mean-spirited.
Well,
he's just been rubbed out of history, isn't he? I'm bewildered.
I'm almost speechless about it. I mean, this bloke is, as you mentioned, Matt, he's going to do his time by watching the grand final from the sideline.
His band should finish at 80 minutes.
That's enough punishment for anybody. And then not to be able to go on the field with your mates who you've been sweating with for the last 26 rounds.
I think we should lobby. I think we should lobby the NRL and just say, hey, guys, I think this needs a rethink.
Yeah.
I think this is extremely mean-spirited. Let's be something clear. This guy hasn't been found guilty by ASADA.
No.
This guy hasn't been found guilty for 14 weeks for doing something malicious. This guy was rubbed out of a grand final,
yeah,
okay, for a loading penalty.
That's right.
For a questionable, dangerous throw. Missing where's the grand final.
Where's the goodwill? In a week of, like, this is the weekend we should be speaking about the game. Now all we're going to be talking about is this.
Well, opinion's been mixed on whether or not he should have missed the game, and yeah, there's good arguments either way for that. I'd love to hear from someone on 133353 if you think this is a good idea.
You don't need to ask.
Bulldogs fan, no matter how much you hate, no one hates South more than Gussie, but 133353, if you can explain to us why this is a good idea, I'd love to hear from someone.
You know what, I don't think you need to ask, because the callers are coming in already. Shane in Blacktown, what are your thoughts and who do you support?
Listen, boys, I've been a season pass holder with the Dogs for over 20 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, all this fiasco with Isaac Luke is an absolute joke.
Mm.
And they've got to remember this. The game doesn't belong to the NRL.
You're right.
Right?
Yep.
So, Isaac Luke, that's a joke.
Hey, what about this, Matty? What about they win the game, South Sydney, and the players just go over and say, you know what, Isaac, on you come, and Richardson or Crow goes, I'll pay the 10 grand fine or whatever.
Well, I'd just
to have him there.
Well, I'd put the ball in the NRL's court and say, okay, we're gonna drag him over. We're gonna bring him up on stage. It's up to you guys if you want to fine us, and which would be a PR disaster. Mm. When the Canberra Raiders won the grand final in 1994, Johnny Lomax got rubbed out for a dangerous throw on Gary Larson the week before. Well, he was sitting in the stands, and they dragged him out of the stands, and he did the lap of honour, and so he should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they're going to let him do the lap of honour, but it's just not on the podium to get. If they do win the comp, they're not going to let him get a ring or anything like that.
We can't get up on the podium and have the photograph.
No. Just put it from this angle. Imagine if that was your son. And, you know, he's gone through the whole season. He's absolutely distraught that he can't be there and play. And then all of a sudden they tell him, by the way, mate, you're not going to be let on the podium to get the photo.
Yeah, no.
I tell you what, there's plenty of callers. Most of them are agreeing with us. But there are a couple saying he's, you know, the rules are the rules. And he did the crime. He's got to do the time. But my argument to that would be after the end of the game, that's the game that he got banned for, right, MG?
After the 80 minutes, you know, he should be able to do what he wants to do.
Winning a premiership's over the entire season, and he's been there for 95% of it, so he should be able to be there anyway.
Seems pretty ridiculous.
Well, it's a bad one.
Yeah, the NRL can look into that one. It's the Grill Team, and let us know what you think at Grill Team on Twitter. If you have any thoughts, it's Fuel at 6:08 on Triple M.